Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 21 regarding Ricardo, R-I-C-A-R-D-O, Zayas, Z-A-Y-A-S. Ricardo Zayas is a 33-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6-8-20 period. He states the rollers were not working properly and he manually pushed items on it period. As a result, he believes he injured his left wrist and shoulder that began with discomfort. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of inflammation in the right shoulder. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and completed his course of active treatment in approximately November 2020. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Zayas filed a claim petition alleging occupational disease from 10/28/19 to the present caused injuries to both shoulders, biceps, forearms, and the cervical spine. Period. He also filed another claim from 6/8/20 alleging pushing the rack caused injury to his left wrist. Period. Answers to these claims were, respondents' answers to these claims were generated. Period. I am in receipt of a first report of injury from 6/10/20 period. He reported that the dishwasher had not been working properly since April 28. Due to COVID-19, the vendor has not come out to repair it, but he has to manually push and pull the rack. Period. In paragraph, treatment records show he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, on 8/24/20. Period. Mr. Zayas complained of bilateral shoulder pain and left wrist through work, through his comp. Period. On 6/8/20, he reports to have injured himself using a broken machine in the dish room pushing items, but he has complaints of pain on the top of the shoulder down into his biceps. Period. He also had numbness and tingling in his entire hand with prolonged sitting. Period. He denied any neck pain. Period. He had been in therapy for 2 to 3 times per week with slow improvement. Period. He has not had any x-rays or other diagnostic studies. Period. He was seen at occupational health and participated in physical therapy. Period. X-rays of both shoulders taken that day demonstrated no acute fractures or osseous abnormalities. Period. He was diagnosed with bicipital tendonitis on the right, for which an ultrasound-guided corticosteroid injection was advised. Period. He returned on 9/14/20 for follow-up after this injection was administered by Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, on 9/1/20. Period. He had some soreness after the injection, but his pain had reduced some. Period. He had some pain in his mid to distal biceps, and at times he has twitching in his muscle. Period. He's participating in physical therapy twice per week and performing light duty. Period. Dr. Murray referred him for an MRI of the shoulder. Period. In paragraph, this MRI, the shoulder was done on 9/22/20 to be inserted here. Period. On 9/28/20, Dr. Murray reviewed his results. Period. He wrote, it confirmed exactly what he thought the petitioner had, which is mostly just some biceps findings. Period. There was some inflammation about the shoulder. Period. He did not recommend surgical treatment, and the petitioner was in agreement with it. but he's doing well with his current work status and will keep at that. Pretty was going to continue therapy and hope to return to work full duty. As far as the shoulder goes at the next visit, Pretty also complained of on and off left wrist pain since the last visit. Period. He was currently asymptomatic. Period. He is very concerned about this and notes that this was noted on his initial workers' compensation complaints. But due to the vague nature of these risk complaints and the intermittent nature of them, Dr. Murray recommended evaluation before one of their hand surgeons. Period. New paragraph. On 9/1/20, he did undergo an ultrasound-guided corticosteroid injection to the right biceps by Dr. Holmes. Period. He saw Dr. Murray again on 10/26/20. Period. He states he was working more than he was supposed to due to being understaffed. Period. When he does attend physical therapy, he feels like he is exhausted. Period. He had good range of motion of the right shoulder, still with some tenderness over the biceps anteriorly. Period. He had some pain with O'Brien's test as well as Speed's test and Jurgensen's maneuvers. However, these are less painful. Period. He had good rotator cuff strength. Period. The diagnoses at that time were bursitis and biceps tendonitis of the right shoulder. Period. Dr. Murray recommended a functional capacity evaluation be performed. Period. A paragraph, an FCE was done on 11/3/20. Period. It found the petitioner did not perform it with maximum effort. Period. At a minimum, he was deemed capable of working in the light-medium physical demand category. Period. Put this in bold. Insert the submaximal effort paragraph for FCE results. On 11/20/20, Dr. Murray reviewed these results. Period. At that time, Mr. Zayas currently was experiencing a, quote, pinched neck, period, end quote. He stated he thinks he has a pinched nerve and is causing pain into his right arm and into the biceps and exacerbating his symptoms. Period. He was explained that Dr. Murray could not evaluate or treat this neck issue since it is not directly related to the right shoulder injury from work. Pretty asked for a muscle relaxant, after which Dr. Murray reiterated his statement. Period. He also would not give a muscle relaxant for any of his pain that he complains of in his biceps. Period. He deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He wrote, quote, he clearly seems to be amplifying symptoms of the biceps. Period. I do not see him improving with any further treatment. Period. FCE agrees with this assessment. Period. I would not recommend any further treatment on his arm at this time. Period. If he feels he needs treatment on his neck, then he needs to go see his primary care physician or be seen under his regular insurance. Period. End quote. Physical exam. Extremities upper, there was chafing of the skin on the elbows, bilaterally, period. Bilateral shoulder motion in all independent spheres was full without crepitus or tenderness, period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to the waist level and on the left to the L1 level. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking, period. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulders normal, spines cervical normal, thoracic normal. He reported that his right shoulder hurts when he lifts water jugs that weigh 35 pounds or lift his son. Period. Impressions. Ricardo Zayas alleges to have injured himself both acutely and in an occupational fashion while working at the insured. Period. He attributes this to manually pushing items on the dish rack rollers. Period. It seems as if he delayed in seeking treatment. Period. He participated in physical therapy at the referral of occupational health. Period. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Murray beginning 8/24/20. Period. Additional conservative measures were instituted. Period. A right shoulder MRI was done on 9/22/20 to be inserted here. Period. He had a small positive response to a corticosteroid injection. Period. Ultimately, Dr. Murray learned the petitioner belatedly added subjective complaints, including those to the neck, that he attributed to the original incident. Period. He thought the petitioner was amplifying his symptoms. Period. This was confirmed by a functional capacity evaluation on 11/3/20. Period. As of 11/20/20, Dr. Murray discharged him from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be full range of motion of both shoulders in all independent spheres. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulders, hands, elbows, and wrists were all negative. Period. He also had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to either shoulder, comma, forearm, comma, or neck. Period. He hasn't been able to return to the workforce in a physically demanding capacity. Period. He had only begun working with the insured on 10/28/19. Period. He reports being on light duty from June to October 28 of 2020, but did not return to work full duty at his employer following this incident. Brother speaks against an occupational ideology in particular. Period. End.